and welcome to the Entertainment Doc for the week of July 8th. I am your very sick co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented house flipper, Melissa Hansen.
Yes, I think I've talked about before all the painting and stuff I've been doing in our house. I'm almost done.
Yep. So we're recording this before her contractor gets there, so let's move.
Okay,
what
quick.
What are you up to entertainment-wise?
I got to see Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, the Joss Whedon movie.
The Joss Whedon movie.
And?
Based obviously on Shakespeare's thing. It is Joss Whedon's Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh.
That should be the title. It's modern day, but it's the original language.
Oh.
There's very little changes. There's a couple words changed, like just because they're very, didn't make sense kind of thing. But otherwise, it's just the Shakespeare's script. A lot of people know about this. He recorded it. It's black and white. They recorded it like 2 weeks, and it's at his house. They filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all of the old Firefly, Buffy,
yeah.
Avengers gang, pretty much. Really good. Excellent.
Nice.
They made a little bit more kind of slapstick stuff, which actually Shakespeare is kind of slapstick.
Yeah, you can find the humor in it.
But they found it, and then there's lots of beautiful moments that are like between words where he could have whatever he wanted kind of thing. It's Amy Acker plays Beatrice, and then Alexis Denisov plays Benedict.
Okay.
And that's the lead kind of couple. They kind of hate each other, but they don't really hate each other. They really love each other, but they need people to convince them that they love each other.
Right.
And then there's the young couples in love, and then there's kind of like treason and, you know, making people think that the young hero, her name is actually Hero, is not as chaste as she should be.
Oh my.
Whatever. Sean Maher from Firefly.
Yes.
Plays the bad guy.
Oh.
Don John. And I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's cute and adorable. I didn't think he was a really good actor.
Oh.
He was really good in this.
Well, he hasn't done a lot of stuff since Firefly.
No, he played a really good villain.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was fun. And then Nathan Fillion's in it. He and Tom Link are actually the comic relief.
Nice.
Yeah, and just over the top. They're kind of, I guess they're constables or whatever. So they're police.
Yeah.
In the modern version, and just idiots.
Okay.
But no, really great and interesting. Some great visuals. I really, really, really want to live in Joss Whedon's house. It's like the perfect, beautiful home out there, like Santa Monica, right by the mountains.
Well, oh, so he's up towards the Palisades, like off of San Vicente then.
Yeah, he's somewhere. Okay. It's off his view, off his back. He has an infinity pool.
Yeah.
And then it looks out just into like open area and trees and stuff.
All right.
It's beautiful. But
yeah, he's probably over by the long steps that everyone goes and works out at.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to picture the areas we used to walk regularly and
yeah, it wasn't an area I really know.
Okay.
I did not recognize it.
All right.
But it's nice residential street. Anyhow. So no, I highly recommend it for anybody who likes Shakespeare. And this is a great introduction to Shakespeare too.
Nice.
Especially if you're a fan of his and you'll recognize his characters, and it's really easy to understand. It's not confusing, and
okay.
I mean, just the facial expressions and the actions and stuff are really great. And Clark Gregg, I was saying, Clark Gregg is in it.
Oh, nice.
He's kind of the lead. He plays the younger heroine's dad.
Okay.
And it's his house everybody's hanging out at and stuff, technically. But he was excellent in it. And then, I don't know how you say her name, Gillian Morgese?
I don't know.
She's new. She plays Hero. It's all an introducing.
Hmm.
So she's credited, and her only other credit on, I guess there's two on IMDb, is The Avengers. It's Woman in Restaurant, uncredited.
Hmm.
And then Zombies, a Living History TV documentary.
Okay.
I don't know how Joss knows her or found her or whatever, but she was just lovely in it.
Okay.
So.
Very cool. Well, in addition to my travels to Chicago and back, I somehow picked up yet another sickness. I rarely ever get sick, like maybe once a year, but this is like two in a row now. So I barely got over the one, and then I picked up this other one. So I have been laid out flat since Thursday.
Yikes.
on the couch, just consuming Netflix. Thank God for Netflix, because I've just been going through and watching all these things that I haven't seen. Last night I actually watched Hugo for the first time. And it's a beautiful film. You know, Chloe Grace Moretz is younger in this than... she plays younger than what she actually is. Ben Kingsley, who has been doing amazing work lately. I don't think this guy gets enough credit to do what he did in Iron Man 3.
Exactly. He can play anything.
Oh, my God. You know, and we're thinking the guy who won an Oscar for Gandhi.
Right.
But, I mean, in all the years that have been passed, he's done amazing work.
Yeah.
And a great variety. This is a beautiful film. Sacha Baron Cohen is fantastic. The late Richard Griffiths is in this. It's just, Marty Scorsese does, this is so outside of his comfort zone and yet so fantastical. And I know a lot of it was shot for 3D and you can see the 3D places where it, you know, it actually takes, you know, advantage of the format. But no, I was very impressed. And I watched things like, you know, Humphrey Bogart and Katharine Hepburn and African Queen, which I had never seen. I don't know. I've just been sucking stuff up, so it's I haven't been keeping up with my responsibilities just because I can't focus on anything. But
yeah, so what's your favorite of all the ones you blasted through this weekend?
So far, I have to say Hugo last night was probably the top, because the message is that we all have a purpose in this world, even though you might not see it now. There is, and it makes reference to the fact, like a finely tuned watch, there are no extra pieces. Everybody's in this world to play a piece.
Okay.
You know, a very important piece, and you may not see it, you may not know it or recognize it, but it's there, and someday, if you're lucky, you will be able to know what that is. And if not, just know that you are important.
Okay.
Yes.
I am important.
Yes. Box office this past week. Somebody's crying in their Wheaties right now over at Disney.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, because Despicable Me 2 came in first, with $82 million for the weekend. And then the Lone Ranger did come in second with $29 million.
Now,
just nothing.
Both of these movies opened like on Wednesday, so we've got the holiday, what they call the holiday weekend numbers, which are still even more disturbing because it's like 140 to 50 or something like that.
Yeah.
The comparison.
Yeah, it is. So, the Lone Ranger, I saw an article, I would quote it, but I can't remember who it was, but like this may be a $150 million wash for Disney.
Like John Carter. Now, here's the thing. John Carter did horrible at the box office. It was a very expensive film that made no money whatsoever.
Yep.
And yet, I reviewed it for Verdict, and it is a beautiful film. And I absolutely loved it. And I think people have since discovered it as one of those things that there's a snowball effect. So when people think something stinks, it builds and builds. And in the social media world, you become a pariah. So I have a feeling that Lone Ranger, when it hits DVD and it's already being marketed for that.
Right. Well, I just wonder how many people did not watch it because they're like, why does he have a bird on his head?
Right.
It's stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just didn't even give it an actual chance at all.
I know.
Like, they didn't like something was different about it.
Yep. Or the fact that it's a property that really isn't as big as Disney thought it might be.
Right.
You know, it might not have the draw.
I want to see it. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's the same team that brought you Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Helena Bonham Carter's in it. I mean, Johnny Depp is doing yet another character that everybody says he's fantastic, you know, that he kind of steals the movie.
He has to be perfect in it. Because the kind of work he does and how he gets completely into character.
But let's just face it, Armie Hammer may not be able to carry a movie. You know, he's not necessarily an A-list action star.
Yeah, I guess not.
So
I think he could be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's very milquetoast. You know, he's not a Bruce Willis. Yeah. He's not a...
thing, I got to see what he does in this. Can he play it?
Right. Well,
I will actually watch it and see whether he can or not before I make that determination.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, The Heat was in third with $25 million. Monsters University, $19 million. World War Z, $18 million.
Yeah. And then if you scroll down to the bottom of the list, Kevin Hart's comedy movie, Let Me Explain, pulled in $10
million. Yeah.
For a comedy movie.
Yeah, not even to the bottom.
No.
I mean, that's still top 10, so yeah.
And he's got some real traction around him. You know, he's done a lot of bit parts, and he's had his moments, but there seems to be this groundswell, not just in the African-American community, but in the comedy community, that really could mean something, you know, for him if he plays his cards right.
Yep.
Up next week, we've got three movies, one of which could be the next big tank of the summer.
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro's Pacific Rim, which is basically monsters versus robots, and all of the so-called box office tracking systems are saying this one is going to do horrible.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. Counter-programming, we've got Grown Ups 2, so you've got more Adam Sandler, David
God, Spiegel, this is opening.
I know.
Stop the ads.
Sorry. I had to bleep out to cough. Patrick Schwarzenegger is in this. I saw a clip, and he plays one of these frat boys that are making the guys jump off the cliff. So it's him and Taylor Lautner and stuff. And I looked over, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's Arnold's son.
Nice.
So, and then the other movie opening, get this, it's called Killing Season. It's a movie from Belgium, which stars Robert De Niro and John Travolta. As veterans of the Bosnian War, whose friendship is tested when one reveals his true intentions. Now, of these two actors, one of them is playing American and one of them is playing Serbian.
Okay.
This is going to be terrible. What is De Niro doing? You know, here's a guy who had an amazing career, and lately he's been making the weirdest choices for films.
Well, you know what? He's had a great career. He doesn't have to prove anything. He can do whatever he wants.
I suppose. But don't you think, as his people, you'd want to say, do you really want to do something like this? You really want to work with John Travolta? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. And streaming this week, coming to DVD and Blu-ray, we've got Stephenie Meyer's teen sci-fi romance follow-up to Twilight called The Host, which has gotten horrible reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Perry's Temptation, which stars a pre-pregnant Kim Kardashian. Or co-stars, I said. She only has a bit role in this, right?
Yeah.
It's not huge. Spring Break.
I mean, yeah, you want her to, like, people come see it, but no one's going to actually let her.
No. Act. Because she can't.
Right.
She can hardly do what she does on her own TV show. Spring Breakers. What happens when hot girls go bad? Plus James Franco.
I want to know.
All right. Well, Patrick Bromley's reviewing it for us, so I'm sure he will tell you.
Okay.
And then we've got Tina Fey and Paul Rudd in the romantic academic comedy, Admission. Over at Redbox, we've got Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman in Identity Thief. We've got a horrible, horrible Bruce Willis movie called A Good Day to Die Hard. Yes, Die Hard 5 is terrible. We've got Halle Berry and Abigail Breslin in The Call, which we've reviewed on Verdict to not-so-great acclaim. And then for those of you who are into American Girl dolls, we have the latest American Girl movie, Sage Paints the Sky.
Oh.
And I have to say, when I was in Chicago, because my entire family was together for the first time in more than a year, my nieces, we all went downtown so that they could go to the American Girl doll store.
Like you.
Well, thankfully, we took my nephew up to the Lego store, so I didn't have to submit myself. But
actually, lucky you.
But all of you'd be amazed at how packed this place was and how much money these parents were dropping down for these dolls. Crazy. Over at Redbox this week. No, I just said Redbox. Over at Netflix this week.
Okay.
See, the cold is affecting the brain.
All right.
Over at Netflix this week, we've got Sylvester Stallone's Expendables 2. We've got Jim Carrey in The Truman Show, which is a beautiful film, despite the fact that Ed Harris is in it.
Yes.
We've got Robert Zemeckis' Academy Award-winning film, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, which kind of holds up okay, but not as well as I was expecting it to.
Oh, okay.
And then for those of you who love Ken Burns films, we've got Ken Burns Prohibition from PBS this week. Over at Hulu, it's a very odd mixed bag. We've got The Education of Charlie Banks, which is a drama starring Jesse Eisenberg and Jason Ritter. we've got the great comedian, silent comedian Harold Lloyd and Dr. Jack from Criterion Films. We've got Gerard Depardieu, a skinny Gerard Depardieu, and Andy McDowell in Green Card.
Ugh.
And then Snoop Dogg's Bad Girls of Comedy.
All right, then.
Take it what you will and feel free to peruse whatever is there. And I will turn it over to you for television.
Well, on Monday on NBC, we have a new show, Get Out Alive.
Oh, no.
It's, yeah, like adventurers, and they get a prize if they can make it, like, across New Zealand.
Great.
Or whatever. All right. And then on Sci-Fi, Defiance and Warehouse 13 are having their finales. Tuesday, Storage Wars New York premieres on A&E.
Oh, boy.
And then... on Comedy Central, we have Drunk History.
I saw the preview episode of this.
It's a web series. It's, like, been on the web.
Oh, okay.
Like, fun. I don't know if it's a series, but it's been on the web, and now Comedy Central went and picked it up and putting it on television. So you want to
It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
The people involved in this. It's huge.
I know. It is so dumb. Adam Scott plays John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, they tell stories from history, but they do it like they're drunk.
Well, they narrate it. So the narrator is drunk. And then they have this whole narration track. And then the actors go in and play to this narration track. So the actors aren't actually speaking. They are mouthing the words to the narration track of the drunk guy. So when the drunk guy says, "Oh, my God, I think I'm going to be sick," the actor on the screen says, "Oh, my God, I think I'm going to be sick," and then throws up.
Oh, my.
But to see Stephen Merchant play Abraham Lincoln getting killed by Adam Scott, it's something you will never see anywhere else.
Exactly. That would be the point, I do believe.
Hi.
All right. Wednesday, there's a new show called Camp on NBC.
Okay.
And it's about, you know, a summer camp. The Bridge, which actually looks really interesting. It's with... American and Mexican relations and, like, the dead women by the border.
Oh,
and kind of a thrillery thing. Anyhow, The Bridge on FX. And then Thursday, Hollywood Game Night on NBC, which is actual Hollywood stars playing party games.
Didn't we do this with Burt Convy and what was it?
Did we do a Pictionary one?
Yes.
Yeah, for a while. So this is a similar thing, but okay. It's like Jane Lynch is going to be on it. Oh, so it's actually, I believe it's produced...
If it's Ellen DeGeneres, because she does a...
No, it's Sean.
Oh, it's Sean Hayes?
Hayes.
All right.
And then also on Thursday for the younger crowd, a new season of Degrassi, or a new show of Degrassi, is premiering on Teen Nick.
God, that show's been on forever.
Well, it was off for years. It was off for like 13 or whatever, 12, 11
oh, all right.
years, because the producers realized, for those of us that watched the original incarnation, they realized that Emma, Spike's baby... would be the age the characters were. Who did the show starring Emma in junior high?
Okay.
All right. And that was, gosh, a few years ago. Yeah. So there was a big, like, whatever, at least 10-year gap between them.
All right.
Anyhow, Saturday, Being Human, the British one, is a season premiere on BBC America.
Yeah.
And then CMT has Bounty Hunters. It's an animated show about bounty hunters. Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, and Bill Ingvall did the voices.
All right.
And then Sunday, The Newsroom, season 2, premieres on HBO.
Did you watch any of the first season?
I actually caught an episode or something, like in a hotel room or whatever. But no, that's on my list to catch up on. It's quite my style. So, and then counter-programming on Style Network, Tia and Tamara, the next season premiere.
Ugh.
Yeah, the ones from, what was it, Sister Sister?
Yep, I ran into them at some party, and I'm like, oh my God, I recognize you guys from somewhere.
Well, they have their own reality show now.
Yeah.
Their lives are so interesting.
Uh-huh.
All right, anyhow, speaking of interesting music this week, Jay-Z's new one, Magna Carta Holy Grail, is finally out. And then Travis Tritt, for you country fans, with an album called Calm After. Whitesnake has a live album.
Oh, jeez.
Written. And the Pippin cast recording is out.
Oh.
Quite a bit after. I think he would have pushed that more for the time.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that is out now. And books, sometimes, you know, when I decide which ones to mention, they're usually like big authors or big artists, you know, whatever. This one, I really like the title. It's by Stephanie Evanovich. Her aunt is like a huge writer.
Okay.
But this is her novel, and it's called Big Girl Panties.
Oh, jeez.
Put on your big girl panties.
Okay.
Anyhow, but Aisha Tyler has a memoir, Self-Inflicted Wounds, Heartwarming Tales of Epic Humiliation.
There you go.
And then there's a biography of the Bee Gees. It's called The Bee Gees, the biography, by David N. Meyer.
Hmm.
They've lived a very interesting life.
That's true. And two of them are dead now, so.
Yeah. So Doctor Who, The Child of Times by Jonathan Morris. It's the first volume of comics from Doctor Who magazine.
Hmm.
They've bound them together in one volume there. Theater, you have to wait till this fall for the fun, but Barry Humphries is doing one last farewell tour, and it's going to be at the London Palladium.
Oh.
Barry Humphries is Dame Edna.
Yes.
So it's one last Dame Edna. He said he's not going to bring her character back, you know, like on tour anymore. It's opening in October. It's going all over Great Britain, and then in the West End in November.
Yeah.
My mom's like a big fan of Dame Edna.
Oh, well, he's fantastic. I mean, he's doing voiceover work now. He did The Goblin King and The Hobbit and the first Hobbit.
Okay.
Movie.
Yeah. It's fun.
It is. I mean, he really has a fantastic personality with this. He has so much fun with this character, and everybody seems to love her because she's so much larger than life.
Right. So. Anyhow, for those of you who are, like, not so serious theater.
Yes. And I just booked my next theater gig. I will be playing one of the big, fat three pigs in Shrek here in New England.
Not that fat.
Well, you should see the costumes for this thing.
Are they, like, is it big?
Yes, they're big, fat pigs.
Nice!
Yes.
Oh. When does that run?
All of October.
Oh, all right.
So... we'll see about that. Entertainment news this week. It's been extremely quiet because of the holiday, which is weird. San Diego Comic-Con has released its schedule, which includes presentations from TV series including Sherlock, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, Doctor Who, Community, Supernatural, Breaking Bad, Arrow, Once Upon a Time, and How I Met Your Mother. Really? At Comic-Con? How I Met Your Mother?
That doesn't seem quite that.
Big Bang Theory, I can understand. That show, I don't get it. Films that are going to have a presence there include Veronica Mars, Amazing Spider-Man 2, Kick-Ass 2, Godzilla, Hunger Games 2, Marvel's Thor the Dark World, and Captain America Winter Soldier, and Ender's Game, which apparently people are organizing a protest because the author is homophobic.
Well, all right. Yeah.
And speaking of homophobia, CBS's Big Brother is dealing with fallout from racist and homophobic comments made by no less than three of its current contestants.
Yeah.
But let's face it. I mean, the casting directors do this on purpose because they know it's going to make news.
Yes.
They cast people because so they can watch the drama explode in their faces.
Yeah. That's the whole point of the thing.
So I don't understand why these news services are like, oh my God, you know what he said? Well, of course he said that. He's a redneck.
Speaking of prejudice.
I'm sorry.
Wings both ways.
John Mayer has professed his undying love for Katy Perry on stage.
Aww.
And yet another long litany of how many relationships does he have that end horribly when he does stuff like this.
Yeah, but at least she probably won't write a song about him.
No. Lady Gaga is trying to block former friend and performance art collaborator Wendy Starland from releasing, quote, potentially dangerous information that could damage the singer's personal and professional career. Now, of course, this is only going to feed the rumors that Lady Gaga was in a former life transgendered or something to that effect.
Oh, whatever.
I know. But people hook onto this stuff and they don't let go.
Ah.
And then two Brit news to finish out the show here. We got Andy Murray has become the first British male to win Wimbledon in 77 years.
Ooh, nice.
Anglophilia has run rampant. and Buckingham Palace has confirmed that Kate and William's soon-to-be-born son or daughter will be anointed with the title Prince or Princess of Cambridge.
Aww.
The first time, apparently, this has ever happened, that a Duke and Duchess would be
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I have a princess.
Right. Only because he is next in line to succeed the throne because his father
Charles
will abdicate.
He's going to be the king.
Right.
Next. Yeah. So. All right. Well, before I get to Kardashian, there's some disturbing breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Remember a few years ago, NFL legend Lawrence Taylor?
Yes.
He was arrested for rape because he was with an underage prostitute.
Okay.
Do you remember this? This was at whatever.
Kind of. I remember more of his cocaine problems than.
Yeah. So this was like maybe 3 years ago. His son was just arrested. Lawrence Taylor Jr. was just arrested for rape.
Oh, boy.
He's being charged with statutory rape, aggravated child molestation, statutory aggravated sodomy. So this just happened yesterday, the 7th.
All right. So are we talking sodomy in terms of homosexual or are we just.
It does not. It does not say.
Interesting.
My guess is not. It's probably just like his father. It was an underage girl, whether a prostitute or not. It just breaking. So
the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
It's like not, unfortunately. Ugh. So anyhow. All right. So funny news. You guys have to go actually look at this. I'll tell you. But it's on TMZ. You can go to their site and put in Kim Kardashian.
Oh, jeez.
So, in Toronto, there's a big, like, shopping center thing that's under construction.
Okay.
So they're putting up funny signs to, like, tell people, like apologizing for the construction.
Oh, okay.
No, they put up signs. Like, construction will be done soon. Well, they're putting up funny ones. It's actually the comedy group Second City is the one, like, creating these funny books.
Really?
Until the project's complete. So the latest is construction set to finish faster than a Kim Kardashian marriage.
Ah, ba-dum-tsh.
So anyhow, yeah, Kim's being picked on by like construction companies in Canada.
All right then.
Uh-huh.
Lucky her. And that'll do it for us this week. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for reading DVD Verdict as always. Melissa Ann, until next week, take it away.
Now, I'm caught on your line. All my thoughts are entwined in you. Goodbye.